7, DJ X. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
You have an iPhone, right?
Yeah.
I know you're probably not too affected by this, just knowing you, but Apple announced that it will tweak iPhone's autocorrect feature to stop like words like ducking from appearing when other more versatile words are meant.
More versatile, yes. Because who in the world ever uses ducking?
Right. So The developers are like, look, there's going to be an improved iOS 17 that's going to be using AI power. So it's going to predict your next words and phrases by learning the terms that you use most frequently.
Oh, boy.
Including curse words. So,
oh, boy.
If you do and frequently use ducking, then it will continue to have ducking.
Oh, boy.
But if you don't, then it will just predictive text will say, did you mean to say this? And you'll be like, yep, sure did.
Okie dokie then. All right. It's going to learn me.
Finally. And this is always kind of fun to look at. Take a look at your first three emojis on your text.
Oh, okay.
And what are those?
Okay, hang on. Let me open up a little method. Okay. Let's see. First three emojis are going to be, it's crying, laughing,
mm-hmm.
you know, the sideways crying, laughing,
mm-hmm.
and then the kind of like, that little face. Like
the grimacing face?
Yes.
Okay.
And then praying hands.
Oh, okay. Mine are the thumbs up, a dog face, and the like breaking wind sort of thing.
Oh, great.
So I don't know what.
What does that mean?
I was going to say, you probably get a little slice of of what Kelly and I are with the, you know, just based on our emojis. So that's kind of funny. Anyways, all right. Well, that's fun. But yeah, if you've got an Apple or an iPhone or whatever, then just know that no longer will you be cursed with having to hit send
no,
and then go.
No, that's not what I meant.
No, I didn't want to say ducking.
Yeah. Okay. Good to know.
Because it will learn. It will
it's
learn.
It's going to learn you.
Yep. All right. A lot of stuff to get to here today. More tickets for Dominic Fike to win right around 8 o'clock here this morning. Coming up next, it is a feel-good story.
This is kind of an amazing story of separated conjoined twins getting a chance to meet the doctors that separated them 20 years ago.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
Rain right now. High of 75, a little cooler. We needed this rain, so that's kind of nice, cooling it off a little bit. It is 68 right now. 99.7 DJX, good morning. Ben and Kelly, good morning. 99.7 DJX. All right, we do feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning. And Kelly K.
So Aaron and Jade Buckles were born conjoined at the chest, sharing a diaphragm. Mm. And they were successfully separated 20 years ago. Recently got a chance to meet with some of the medical staff that helped make that happen.
Dr. Kurt Newman was a pediatric surgeon in the OR that day.
The hearts were beating together in synchrony. And so that was an unknown. Were the hearts joined or were they separate?
An elite team of 24 specialists separating them in half the time they expected.
It was a hugely emotional day. And to see them years later, just by itself, is very big for me.
If it wasn't for the people here, we wouldn't be here at all. So I think about that a lot.
I've thought about what life would be like, how we were conjoined. We were facing each other. I don't know how that would have really been possible to live a life like that.
Oh, wow.
Just to try to explain how rare this is, only 1 in 50,000 conceptions are conjoined twins. 1 in 200,000 successfully make it to birth. Of that are separated, only 60% survive.
Wow.
Erin suffered a spinal stroke at the time of the separation surgery. She's had to use a wheelchair her whole life, but she's thankful to be alive, thriving in college, plays Division I wheelchair basketball, and her team won the national championship.
There you go.
And Jade runs track, plays field hockey in college. Both are thankful to the doctors for giving them separate lives. It's just an amazing story. You can see it on the website at WDJX.com.
Oval is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Sophie reached out, said, can you call my husband Corey with phone tap? We've done pranks on each other for as long as we've been married, but I've got an idea that I think you could take to the next level.
So William Hassenpepper is legit not going to put up with what Corey is trying to do. So he has to call him, let him know. It's not happening on his watch. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello?
Hello, is this Corey?
Yeah, it is. Who's this?
Corey, this is William Hassenpepper at the Motor Vehicle Department. How are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. You are from where?
The State Motor Vehicle Department, calling you from the Licensing Division about the custom license plates you ordered.
Oh, yeah. No, so that wasn't me, actually. That was my wife. But the car is registered in my name.
I see. Let's see. Is that Sophie, then, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, she ordered some new plates, the custom ones. The vanity plates, I guess they call them.
Well, your request was forwarded to me. Now, our system is computerized, but any questionable plates get reviewed by me.
Okay. So, was there a problem?
Oh, buddy, I think you know what the problem is.
Uh-oh.
No, I really don't.
So you don't know what she requested on her license plate, then?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you know, Corey, a lot of people try to order these vanity plates. Oh, they seem innocent. They don't think I wouldn't know what the plates really mean.
Uh-oh.
But they can't pull one over on William Hassenpepper. You think I wouldn't know what she was trying to say with this plate?
No, I don't know. Something about pickleball. Was that it?
Yeah, sure, pickleball.
Can you just, what does the license say? Can you tell me?
Well, the license she requested was PKLLVR, which I read as pickle lover.
No, it's actually about pickleball. We both play pickleball.
I bet you do.
What? What is that supposed to mean?
I've been doing this a long time, Corey. I can tell when somebody's trying to sneak something dirty by us.
There's nothing dirty here. What is dirty about pickleball? It's a game.
Oh, but the license doesn't say pickleball. It says pickle.
Well, I'm sure you would find something dirty about it if she did have ball in there.
Well, you're darn tootin' I would.
So she just has pickle.
And we all know what that means.
Yes, yes, we do. I told you, it's short for pickleball. But even if it was about pickles, what is wrong with that? Maybe she just, I don't know, maybe she loves pickles.
Pickle lover? So she's a pickle lover, is she? If your wife is the pickle lover, then what's that make you, Corey? I think you are the pickle in that scenario.
Oh, my God. Look, hey, I think you've been doing this job too long, and you see something dirty in everything you read. I don't know what your deal is, okay? Can't somebody just love pickleball or pickles?
Listen, your wife can love all the pickles she wants to,
oh
but she needs to do that pickle loving in the privacy of your home. I'm not going to let her put that filth on a license plate that children can see.
Oh,
not on my watch, mister. Whether it's pickles or balls or pickle balls, you tell your pickle loving wife that she is not going to get her pickle loving license plate.
Is that right?
That's right. And if Sophie has any problem with that, she can check with the Ben Davis and Kelly K show, because we're the ones that she reached out to with this phone tap.
Wait, what?
Hey, Corey. Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. And, yeah.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me right now? Oh, my God. Wow. That is nuts.
It may be nuts, but it's not pickles. Because that's a no-no.
Oh, you're getting flustered.
We won't stand for any of those euphemisms. Not on this show.
Nope. And there's no emojis either. No eggplants allowed.
That is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, we're going to introduce you to Jennifer. And Jennifer.
Well, I've gone and done it. I have won the most idiot person award.
Didn't know that was a thing, but
I didn't either.
Jennifer won it, and that is your Setting the Bar story. Coming up here in just about 10 minutes on 99.7 EJX.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Sophie reached out and said, can you call my husband Corey with phone tap? We've done pranks on each other for as long as we've been married, but I've got an idea that I think you could take to the next level.
So William Hassenpepper is legit not going to put up with what Corey is trying to do. So he has to call him, let him know. It's not happening on his watch. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello?
Hello, is this Corey?
Yeah, it is. Who's this?
Corey, this is William Hassenpepper at the Motor Vehicle Department. How are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. You are from where?
The State Motor Vehicle Department, calling you from the Licensing Division about the custom license plates you ordered.
Oh, yeah. No, so that wasn't me, actually. That was my wife. But the car's registered in my name.
I see. Let's see. Is that a Sophie, then, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, she ordered some new plates, the custom ones. The vanity plates, I guess they call them.
Well, your request was forwarded to me. Now, our system is computerized, but any questionable plates get reviewed by me.
Okay. So, was there a problem?
Oh, buddy, I think you know what the problem is.
Uh-oh.
No, I really don't.
So, you don't know what she requested on her license plate, then?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you know, Corey, a lot of people try to order these vanity plates. Oh, they seem innocent. They don't think I wouldn't know what the plates really mean.
Uh-oh.
But they can't pull one over on William Hassenpepper. You think I wouldn't know what she was trying to say with this plate?
No, I don't know. Something about pickleball. Was that it?
Yeah, sure, pickleball.
Can you just, what does the license say? Can you tell me?
Well, the license she requested was PKLLVR, which I read as Pickle Lover.
No, it's actually about pickleball. We both play pickleball.
I bet you do.
What? What is that supposed to mean?
I've been doing this a long time, Corey. I can tell when somebody's trying to sneak something dirty by us.
There's nothing dirty here. What is dirty about pickleball? It's a game.
Oh, but the license doesn't say pickleball. It says pickle.
Well, I'm sure you would find something dirty about it if she did have ball in there.
Well, you're darn tootin' I would.
So she just has pickle.
And we all know what that means.
Yes, yes, we do. I told you, it's short for pickleball. But even if it was about pickles, what is wrong with that? Maybe she just, I don't know, maybe she loves pickles.
Pickle lover? So she's a pickle lover, is she? If your wife is the pickle lover, then what's that make you, Corey? I think you are the pickle in that scenario.
Oh, my God. Look, hey, I think you've been doing this job too long, and you see something dirty in everything you read. I don't know what your deal is, okay? Can't somebody just love pickleball or pickles?
Listen, your wife can love all the pickles she wants to, oh but she needs to do that pickle loving in the privacy of your home. I'm not going to let her put that filth on a license plate that children can see.
Oh,
not on my watch, mister. Whether it's pickles or balls or pickle balls, you tell your pickle-loving wife that she is not going to get her pickle-loving license plate.
Is that right?
That's right. And if Sophie has any problem with that, she can check with the Ben Davis and Kelly K show, because we're the ones that she reached out to with this phone tap.
Wait, what?
Hey, Corey. Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. And, yeah.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me right now? Oh, my God. Wow. That is nuts.
It may be nuts, but it's not pickles. Because that's a no-no.
Oh, he's getting flustered.
We won't stand for any of those euphemisms. Not on this show.
Nope. And there's no emojis either. No eggplants allowed.
That is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, we're going to introduce you to Jennifer. And Jennifer.
Well, I've gone and done it. I have won the most idiot person award.
Didn't know that was a thing, but
I didn't either.
Jennifer won it, and that is your Setting the Bar story. Coming up here in just about 10 minutes on 99.7 EJX.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections. Shall I go first?
Sure.
Okay, woman for man. To the hot guy who puked on my game.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So already we're overcoming some obstacles.
Yeah.
Last night I was dealing blackjack, and already I noticed even before I tapped in that you were there.
Oh.
You are so hot. It was all caps.
Okay.
So. You were a cateable?
I think that's eatable.
Oh, eatable. Oh, you're right. Hang on.
Do you need glasses?
I got to put my readers on. Oh, yeah. You were an eatable, delicious, pokeable hunk of a man sitting there.
Okay.
Perfect blend of Jack Black and Jonah Hill.
Oh.
Stocky and short. Just how I like them.
All right. Yes.
Anyway, you suddenly turned trying to rush to the restroom. Didn't make it.
Oh, no.
You puked right on the arm of the player next to you.
Ugh.
You proceeded to the restroom anyway, although I'm guessing by the amount you lost it all right there.
Oh.
Your bet was still out there when we promptly returned it, taking you out of the hand. The lady you, quote, spilled a third of your dinner on was grossed out.
Okay.
But not enough to back out of the hand. Right. After all, she did have $75 riding on it, and it was a nice double down with my six up.
Wow. Gambling terms. Okay.
Yep. She lost. Anywho.
All right.
We closed the game. I went home early, but I still couldn't help but think about how chubby and beautiful you are, even after your gut-spilling episode.
Oh.
I'd love to get to know you and poke you like the little doughboy guy. And who knows? Maybe I'll let you return the favor.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Okay.
All right. I don't want to know about any more poking.
I was going to say, what?
I don't. Let's just leave it at that.
All right, then.
Okie dokies.
Craigslist missed connections.
Man for woman, the streaker tripper.
Oh, boy.
All right. I was streaking through campus Friday night at 2:15 a.m.
Of course, why not? Who wasn't?
Right. Coming around the corner fast as a naked blur.
Yeah.
I bumped into you.
Oh.
And we both fell to the ground.
Unexpected.
I was a little upset with you at first because, well, I scratched my right butt cheek pretty badly.
Ouch!
But I knew it was my fault. You said, nice New Balances.
Oh, okay, so he was wearing shoes.
And all I could say was, thanks. With the adrenaline still rushing. Now, in less awkward circumstances, I would have liked to talk to you.
Yeah.
I had never run into a girl that fast or naked before.
Right.
I didn't know how to respond, so I helped you up quickly and kept on running.
Oh, boy.
Since my friends paid me $100 for making it around the entire campus with just my socks, shoes, and a big smile, I'd like to take you on a date.
Oh, yeah, he's got some money to spend now.
You looked pretty fit, so maybe you'd like to go for a run sometime.
With clothes on?
Clothes optional.
All righty, then.
Hit me up. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, I mean, she saw a lot in their first encounter.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I think there's potential for both.
It could be.
Yeah.
It's probably not often that a guy is going to get hit on just after he just puked all over someone.
Yeah, anything's possible, we found with
Craigslist missed connections.
Here's hoping.
Yep, on 99.7 DJX. All right, we do feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So this is just a really adorable reel I came across on Instagram. It's a 7-year-old kid saying peaches from the Super Mario Brothers movie at a school talent show, and everybody loved it.
Peach. So cool.
Hmm. Costume and everything. Everybody's singing.
Man, he has the crowd.
Yes, he does.
Peaches, 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 pea
That's funny.
Isn't that great?
That's good.
I mean, everybody in the gym. So cute. I'll make
you mine. Oh, please, Jeffy. Wow. Nice.
He's playing the piano, too.
I know. I love it.
They tagged Jack Black. I have to think he's going to see it.
I hope.
And react at least. It's awesome. We'll tweet it at Ben and Kelly Show.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Jenna reached out, said, hey, Ben and Kelly, need to know if this is something I should be upset about because I kind of am. Mm. My boyfriend and I have been together for about 6 months. We are only dating each other and everything has been awesome. We went on our first long weekend trip and it was the best. Took tons of pictures. I've been posting them on social media, but he has not. In fact, he hasn't even acknowledged our relationship on social media at all.
Mm.
When I asked him about it, he said it's because he's in sales and a lot of his clients are ladies. He thinks it helps his business to create the illusion that he's unattached.
Okay.
Is that even a thing? I can't help but to feel extremely disrespected and even embarrassed he doesn't want to publicly show me off and declare he's with me.
Mm.
Is it always going to be like that with him? What if we get married? Is he still going to keep it off social media? I guess I need to know if this is normal in sales jobs or if he's being shady. Thanks.
I mean, I'm not in sales, so I don't know specifically if there are like those sorts of tactics at play, but I think it's maybe a little bit weird that that is his. I mean, I guess I see from a small point of view that, okay, maybe if he seems unattainable, I don't know what he's selling. If he's selling something that is female, I guess, driven, and he thinks that.
Is he a male dancer?
Yeah,
that's
right.
In sales.
It is, I guess. I guess, yeah. Maybe. Maybe that's what his line of work is. I don't know what his line of work is. Because I think that would probably make a difference, right?
Well, I don't know. I think you are good at being a salesperson with your sales skills, not because you seem like you're single. That's my thought. Like, why do you need to be flirty to make sales? That's my thought process. Like, I get why she's upset.
Does it work?
I don't know. I guess we need some people to chime in that use that tactic successfully.
Exactly.
Eve from EJ says, unfortunately, it is a tactic, mostly with car salesmen, but I've seen it in other sales areas. I don't think it's a widely used practice anymore. Just kind of depends on what her boyfriend's selling.
Johnny says, why do you feel the need to post all your business to the world? Sounds like you're a girl who only cares about likes and follows. Red flag to him.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I think it's kind of normal to want to share your relationship on social media. It's kind of what people do.
Sure. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your experience with this, especially if you are, I think, in sales and can either corroborate what he's saying or...
And explain it to us. Yeah.
Or not. 502-795-1997. We'll take your calls, your texts, your comments. Coming up next, Jen upset her boyfriend of 6 months hasn't posted anything on social media about them as a couple. Now, he is in sales and claims a lot of his clients are ladies, thinks it helps his business to create the illusion he's unattached. Is that even a thing? Is it a red flag? What's the deal?
Katie says, here's my question. He said he can't post that he's in a relationship on social media. Is he friends with a lot of his clients on Facebook? Because it seems a little weird.
Lisa may say the answer is in his DMs. She said, I dated a, quote, accountant. Quotations represent a very sarcastic tone with the same attitude. The answer as to why he was like that was in his DMs. Don't trust it.
Okay. Kaylin says, of course he doesn't have to go overboard with uploading pictures of y'all or you, but some type of acknowledgement is needed. My gut instinct is saying that he wants to hide this relationship to protect someone else's feelings and is using his work as an excuse.
Interesting. Yeah, Corey says, it's no one's business. My wife and I waited a year when we started dating before we made it social media official. It just kind of happened that way. It was more our friends that kept pushing us to put it on social media than we were worried about it. I mean, we knew we were together, so that was all that mattered.
Okay, well, that's good because you guys are both on the same page with that.
Right, right.
That's the problem here.
She
wants to share it. Yeah,
yeah, she wants to share it.
And I don't think there's anything wrong. A lot of people keep tossing up red flags at her, saying she wants to share too much, and people are tossing up red flags at him. I think that it's normal for someone to want to share on social media what's going on in their life, especially if they're dating someone special. I don't think that's a huge red flag at her because she wants to do that. That said, there seems to be some cases for him to just kind of keep it private on social media, but there is also seems to be some people that have some reasoning behind maybe we need to look into if that's all it is, just work, sales, or if there's something else at play.
Yeah, Chase said, I've been a bartender forever. Depending on the crowd, I'll remove my wedding ring when I'm working. Tips are much better when I flirt. May not have actually helped with this one, but
I get that. Yeah. But I feel like she would have said he bartends instead of just sales.
Yeah.
Yes, bartending is sales, but I'm thinking, you know, normal sales job.
Would it be more weird? I wonder how active he is on his social media. Because like if he's not very active at all, if his last post was, you know, 3 months ago, you know what I mean? If he is not an active poster on social media anyways, I don't know if this is a huge red flag or not. Like,
that's true. Yeah. If he doesn't use it a ton, and if he really keeps, maybe it's just focused on his job and his work, and that's really all he posts, and doesn't really post anything personal at all, then maybe that's legit.
Now, Chris said, my husband and I have been together almost 4 years. He only has one picture of both of us on his social media. In the beginning of our relationship, that was weird, bothered me a little, but I know how much we love each other, and so that doesn't really bother me much anymore, so she shouldn't be too bothered. All right, well.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I think the whole I'm in sales, I need to appear single thing, I would try to prod a little bit on that just to see if that's a real answer or if that's just a facade.
Yes, especially if he does. If he's very active on social media and he's sharing other aspects of his life, then I get why she's like, why don't you want to include me? I'm a part of your life.
Yeah. One final thing. Missy's just like, hey, unless you're a public figure, why does everyone want to post their life on social media? Get a grip. Be more private.
I get it.
All right. I think, Jenna, we're saying maybe this isn't a red flag now. Let's just continue on. Have the conversation again. And maybe let them know that it's bothering you. I don't know. And or see if there's a compromise in there somewhere where you can be like, well, all right, well, at least change your status to in a relationship or whatever. You know, if it's Facebook that she's worried about or Instagram or whatever. Like, I don't know.
I think there were some valid points brought up, you know, on both sides. Right. So I don't know if this is immediately like, yes, he's cheating. He's got another girlfriend. You're a side piece or whatever. But
that's what we always like to go to. So,
absolutely.
Anyways, don't know if we helped. But that is group therapy. It's time on 99.7 DJX for one of the most exciting games, full of tension, suspense, and intrigue.
Wow, you're selling it.
Yeah, thank you. It's called Minute to Win It.
Okay.
Let's introduce you to Riley, calling us from Jeffersonville. Hi, Riley.
Good morning.
Hey there. Riley is a brunette, drives an Equinox, works for an eye surgeon. Riley, are you doing okay? Is everything good in your life?
I'm doing great. How are you all?
Ah, you know what? I switched deodorants, and I am just getting used to my new scent. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, that's a big commitment. It's a big change.
It is. It is, because then, you know, you have an entire stick that you got to roll through. You don't want to, like, waste the entire stick if you don't like the scent. So, you know, the smell of the deodorant in the store is a little bit different than the smell of it on your body, and especially when you trust, you know, your partner or your wife or whoever to pick out that scent for you, sometimes you just roll with it. And so that's kind of what happened with me, and I'm just kind of rolling with my deodorant right now.
This is a lot of sharing.
Well, Kelly,
it's a lot of sharing, especially since it's not like, you know, you can't smell on the radio.
It's a pleasant smell.
Oh, great.
It's just a new scent from a brand that I'm already using.
Okay.
So.
All right.
I don't know.
We're trying to get to know her, though.
Sorry, Riley.
Not your armpits.
Riley, have you recently changed deodorant, or are you a one deodorant type of person?
No. So I have, like, really sensitive skin. So, like, if I find a soap or a deodorant that works. We're not switching it up because I don't want to find out if it's not going to work.
Oh. Yeah, no, especially you don't want to find out when you're out and stuff like that. I've been trying to do the, like, the natural route. I can't find one that works.
But you mean like not wearing deodorant?
No. No, like natural deodorants that don't have aluminum.
Oh,
in them, right. The more natural
doesn't,
but they don't really make you not sweat.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I feel like just deodorants, it's the antiperspirants that have all the aluminum and all that stuff in it.
Exactly. I got to go back to that.
Yeah.
So it's just nothing's working. It either irritates, I'm still sweaty. Yeah.
Riley.
No, this turned into deodorant corner.
Riley, we all learned a lot about each other. So we did. Good. All right. Riley, we have 60 seconds up on the clock. 10 simple pop culture questions for free tickets to Dominic Fike at Iroquois Amphitheater. Riley, if you don't know a question, just say pass. We'll come back to it if we have time. And the time will start after I finish asking the first question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, if we stop talking about armpits, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Just Do It is the slogan of what company?
Nike.
Pickles start out at what vegetable?
Cucumbers.
What does AI stand for?
Artificial intelligence.
This driver's license singer just celebrated 2 years of sour.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Spider-Man nice. Across the Spider-Verse is live action or cartoon?
Cartoon.
Beyonce holds the record for most nominations for what prestigious award?
Ooh, pass.
The Baby Blank dance video is the most watched YouTube video of all time at 12 billion views.
Pass.
Lance Bass, J.C. Chazé, Joey Fatone, Chris Kirkpatrick, and Justin Timberlake are all members of what famous boy band?
NSYNC.
Who makes the iPhone?
Apple.
I Ain't Worried by Run Republic played during the beach scene of what movie?
Ooh, pass.
Let's go back to the Baby Blank dance video is the most watched YouTube video of all time at 12 billion views.
Baby.
Duh.
What was that?
Baby Shark.
Baby Shark. Okay, you got that.
I helped a little.
Yeah, no, you're good. You're good. Congrats.
I don't know why I blanked on that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think it's one of those earworms that kind of just gets into your head and then
you blocked it out from trauma, hearing it too much.
I was going to say, it's trauma. Beyonce holds the record for most nominations for what prestigious award?
Grammy. That I know
been,
that now.
That would have been Grammy. Yep. And Baby Shark video. Yeah. And then I Ain't Worried by Run Republic. That was the shirtless beach scene during the movie
Top Gun Maverick.
Did you see that one?
I did.
Yeah. Go watch it again.
Well,
especially that scene.
Well, you know, honestly, Riley, we expected more from you, but
what? She did great.
No, you did. You did great. You did great. All right, congratulations. You win.
Perfect. Thank you all.
You Yay! Are welcome. Hang on the line another quick sec. We're gonna get more information from you. Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. No problem.
I feel like we need to throw in deodorant as part of the prize package.
Ah, that would be good.
Yeah.
That would be good. You know, maybe a little Old Spice or whatever you got.
Yeah.
Good stuff. I'm smelling fresh, Kelly.
Great. We're all happy about that.
It's 99.7 DJX. Our DMs always open at Ben and Kelly Show. You can always shoot us a little message. We'll turn around, toss it out to our listeners, see maybe what we can do for you.
Penny says, hey, Ben and Kelly, my bestie guy friend Tom is getting married.
Aw.
We dated a while ago, but realized we were better friends than lovers. LOL.
All right.
Anyway, he's getting married, and I'm so happy for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's even decided to take dancing lessons and cooking lessons, hoping to give his future spouse the best husband and Tom he can be.
Okay.
His other buddies think he's setting the bar way too high, but I think it's great. Why not try to be the best you can be, right?
Okay.
I thought I would reach out to you both to give him some support. He's not trying too hard, is he? Also, I'd love to be able to show them how other people keep things fresh in their marriage and maybe people who try big things before they get married.
Okay.
Thanks. You two are the best.
Okay. I think that's great.
I think it's cute.
If he wants to do things like that, dance and cooking lessons before he gets married to be a better Tom for his spouse, then why not? Let's encourage that.
So it seems like his other buddies think that he's trying too hard, but she's just rolling in to say, nope, you're doing a great thing. Keep it up.
Yeah, you're doing a great thing. Keep it up. His friends are like, yo, you're setting the bar way too high now.
Now our ladies are going to expect it from us.
The expectations are going to be higher for me and things like that. I don't see. Did you do anything before you got married?
No, I mean, we did the counseling. We did that. I highly encourage that. The whole premarital counseling thing talked about all the big things, you know, kids and finances, all the stuff. I don't think that I went and, I mean, I still haven't learned how to cook. So maybe I could benefit from some cooking lessons.
Maybe years later, you can be, hey, look, honey. Yeah.
I start to look like I'm going to make something. He's like, hey, what are we doing? What are you doing there? What are you doing? Oh. I'm real good at cleaning up, though.
I mean, you know your strengths, I guess, right?
Sure, exactly. I mean, he knew that going in, though, wasn't a strong point for me. I do have some things I can successfully create in the kitchen. Typically, though, not my best quality. My husband's much better at that.
All right.
Well, did you do anything? Did you do any, like, sort of, betterment of yourself, lessons, try to get some new skills to bring to the table as a husband?
Yeah, so we had contemplated dance lessons, you know, to learn officially how to do like an elegant first dance or whatever.
You said contemplated. That doesn't sound like you did it.
No, we didn't.
Okay.
It made it to the discussion, but we never made it to actually take the lessons. I had started to, because we dated long distance before we got married. So I had started to try to learn how to play the guitar because I know that my wife is a fiddle player. She's a professional violinist. She's very, very good. And so I was like,
oh, we can make some music together.
Oh, we can make some music. So I had that kind of in the back of my mind. And then, you know, my fingers started to hurt. The little nubs of my fingers started to hurt.
And
then
hard.
And I was trying to learn from a book as opposed to an actual person like teaching me.
Sure.
And so the book was like, all you got to do is do this. And I'm like, oh, I can't do that. It's not making the noise I want it to.
So moral of the story is that you didn't learn how to play guitar either.
So the moral of the story is I had the best of intentions for both.
And then just didn't do it. That's
I didn't do it. Right. Exactly.
Still a fine husband, though, right? So
I turned into all right, I think.
In all the ways that matter.
All right. I think it's, is it a little bit weird that his ex is reaching out and saying this?
I don't know
what the relationship is. It sounds like they're fine. They're
yeah, I feel like she's just trying to lend him some support. Like, hey, don't listen to your buddies. This is really cool at what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's sweet. Keep on keeping on. I think that's the whole intention behind it.
All right. You're doing a great job. Things are great.
Don't let Tom doubt himself and what he's doing.
Yes.
I think his fiance, soon-to-be wife, is going to appreciate.
Are there any other questions that she asked that we could knock out here?
I don't think so.
How do you keep things fresh?
No, I don't think we need to tackle that.
Why not? Let's do it.
We're going to let Tom figure that out with his bride. We're going to let Tom figure that out. I think, Penny, we're going to stay out of that.
Nah.
I think you're going to stay out of that, Penny.
Dressing up.
Stop talking.
Role playing.
Stop.
You know, dating each other, that sort of thing.
Let Tom figure that out.
She's asking for suggestions. We should at least do that.
Okay, listen, they're not there, though. They're just getting married. They don't have to worry about that right now. Hit us back in 5 years.
All right.
When they're 5 years in, they're like, oh, okay, we're starting to settle in now. How do we keep things fresh? Let's check back in 5 years.
Hopefully that helps.
Hopefully I think it did.
Something. Can we get to a stupid fact of the day?
Let's do some learning.
Yeah, where we find random things in the internet, we bring them to you as fact. This is kind of funny. In the early days of the Postal Service, a few parents managed to mail their kids to relatives.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. We're mailing children?
1913, an 8-month-old baby in Ohio was mailed to his parent by his parents to his grandma.
Oh, my gosh.
Who lived a few miles away.
They put a stamp on his forehead? How did that work? I have questions.
The baby was safely delivered, FYI. However, regulations then quickly established to prevent any additional mailing of kids through the U.S. mail. So
okay, that's probably best.
It is not a service they provide now.
Got it.
Back in the day, you could stick your kid in a little bag and say, hey,
I'll send this to grandma, please.
Make sure little Jimmy gets to grandma, okay?
Oh my God.
Postal service will be like, all right, ma'am, thank you.
Got it. Can do.
Can do. All right, little Jimmy, want to go for a ride?
Be there in 2 to 3 days.
Two to three days. Could you imagine?
Put a little priority mail stamp on the forehead.
Right, right. Now, is he going to get food? No, ma'am. We're just going to make sure he gets there in time.
Can't provide that. We're just going to say we're going to get him to the address you've given us.
Oh, my gosh.
That's our promise.
So I guess back in 1913, a few miles away is a little bit longer of a trek than it is in today's standards, right?
I would think. That is fascinating, though. I wish we could have gotten that on video. Just to, like, you know, okay, we're gonna put a little GoPro on this kid that we're mailing to grandma just to see what it's like, the adventure that they go on.
There is a little thumbnail photo of the kid.
Oh.
That's along with the little fact, and he looks like he's having a grand old time just sitting there in the little mailman's little pack there.
We're going to choose to think that none of them got lost in the mail.
Right? So again, stupid fact
tragic.
Of the day, in the early days of the post office,
wow,
some parents managed to mail their kids.
That's mind-blowing. Yeah. He does look, well, he looks a little grumpy, though, in the picture, I'll be honest.
Maybe.
He's kind of like not entirely on board with, like, seriously, you're sending me to hang out with grandma for a while?
Yeah, I think he's probably more upset about that than he is about the fun adventure he's going on.
Maybe.
All right, so there you go. That's your stupid fact of the day here on 99.7 DJX. All right, it's setting the bar time.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right, picking out the perfect birthday gift or gift can be stressful, right?
Yeah, especially if you're making the effort to actually try to pick something out other than just get a gift card.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into homes to find birthday presents, you're doing okay.
We're breaking into homes to steal presents for people?
Yep, but wait till you hear what he grabbed. 32-year-old Benjamin, he's facing four felony charges now.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Uh-oh. Broke into homes. He was stealing adult bedroom novelties.
Oh, that's what he wants to give as a birthday present?
Yep.
That's a little personal, don't you think?
Exactly what you think it is.
Oh,
and
boy.
Really not really specifics beyond that.
Okay. I mean, first off.
Here, I saw this and I thought of you.
Exactly. I don't know if that's the category of gift that we go for just in general, if you're even at the store.
It's the gift
alone
that keeps on giving.
Sure. But I feel as though you let someone buy that for themselves. It's
yeah, I feel like that's a very
preference.
Personal thing. Yeah.
It is a very personal thing. And let alone, I don't think anyone wants one that is used by somebody else.
I thrift a lot. I go to Goodwill a lot.
That is not what we thrift.
I have never seen one of those.
Yeah, pretty confident they don't take those. Pretty confident they don't sell them.
Wait.
I'm pretty confident.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty confident.
I just haven't seen any. I don't know
I'm
if there's
guessing.
A back room at Goodwill.
I don't think they have a Goodwill back room.
Listen,
I don't
if
think
there's
they
anybody
do.
Who's worked at Goodwill who can text us and let us know whether or not there's a back room at Goodwill.
No. I do need to know, though. Has anyone tried to donate that?
I know. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I need to know.
It has kind of turned into that for me now.
Pretty confident they're not taking it. Like, they take a lot of things. Don't think they're taking that, though.
Well, okay. Oh, that's
there has to be.
That's a weird thought process.
Yes,
just
no,
of.
Let's like, just leave it alone.
You know, as an employee there, then do you think, all right, well, do you boil it and you give it a new life?
No, you don't. You say thank you, but we can't take that.
Boil it?
No. We say no, and that's not a manager special either.
You
I
just
don't think they do that there.
Wipe it down with a little Clorox cleanup wipe?
No, we do not. No,
say,
we do not.
You know what? We're going to breathe life into you yet.
We'll include the batteries. No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. That's not what they do.
No,
they don't
batteries
take those.
Sold separately, obviously. No. You don't buy the batteries at Goodwill. You get those at the CVS. Okay. It's down the corner.
All
then,
right.
Then you go.
They're not selling that, though.
Okay,
I'm
so anyways.
I'm confident.
Yeah, set to the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into homes to find birthday presents of the adult novelty variety, then you're doing okay.
Benjamin's like, but wait. I was trying to get him for birthday presents, so it's fine, right?
So it's fine, right?
It's fine, right?
That is your setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. Kelly, have you gotten the new iOS 17 update yet on your phone?
Let me see what the latest is. I did get an update. I don't know if it's the... It's got to be the latest, right?
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah, I guess maybe then I do.
All right, so try to... try to text... You can text me. I don't want you to necessarily text someone that, like, you know.
Okay.
Try to text me the word that autocorrects to ducking every single time.
Just texted you.
On
I shortened it. Here you go. There you go. Oh, yep. Nope. It
came through.
Here, I'll just keep going. I'll keep going.
You're
getting to know me already.
I was going
to
say, let it
out. Oh, no, it changed it. It changed it on that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it did.
You said ducking on that one.
Yeah, let me do that again so it... Not a ficus.
Yeah, so Apple said that it's tweaking its autocorrect features to stop, you know, the whole... auto-correcting a certain very versatile word in the English language to ducking.
It is a versatile four-letter word.
And so basically the new iOS, the new update is AI powered. So it's learning your predictive text. And so it's going to learn all that stuff. And let me see. Oh, yeah. No, I think it's got it.
Wow. And that little thread right there should be really allowing my phone to get to know me better.
It should.
Yeah.
You capitalized on the four letter one.
Yeah, sure did.
The seven letter one.
Yep.
You did say ducking there once. That was your phone just testing.
The phone
just
was
going,
just like, really?
Are you sure you don't want to say, okay, all right, we're going forward.
Yep.
All right.
I went forward a lot.
All right, so it's learning.
I'm going to do this one, too.
So try to just type ducking and see if what that autocorrects to. Will that autocorrect back?
No, it just, nope, kept it ducking.
Yeah. Okay, all right, you're right.
Yeah.
All right, okay. That's nice. All right.
That's just
predictive,
filthy.
Predictive text.
Listen, don't share that with the bosses. That is a lot of filth. I just texted you.
Screenshotting it. Look at what Kelly says to me during the show.
OMG.
Oh, that's funny. So, yeah, if you have been getting the autocorrect to ducking on your phone, now maybe it will finally understand what you're trying to say.
I am going to go ahead and delete that thread just in case my kids decide to take my phone for any reason.
Oh, come on, Kelly. It's fine. It's just a word. It's just a word.
Uh-huh.
Oh, speaking of just a word, this is a quick tangent. I'm coming back from a walk with my dog, right? Uh-huh. And my wife is outside on our patio. She's talking, or she has the phone up to kind of her face, and but not like up to her ear. And so anyway, so she asked how the dog did on the walk. She asked me, so I was thinking maybe she was like listening to a voice message or something like that.
Uh huh.
And so I was like, oh, that little MF-er was blah, 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 blah. And he was acting all crazy. And then she like, puts her mouth open. She was like, oh, and then she kind of shows me the phone and it was her mom.
Oh my gosh. Like, oh! Hey,
so
mom.
then her mom, my mother-in-law was like, oh, well, isn't that an MF-er that blah, blah. And so I was like, oh my gosh, if I would have heard that with my own ears, I would have literally passed out. So, yeah.
Oh.
Good times.
Oh, good times indeed. Always check, like, hey, are you on the, is it speaker?
Let's not check and let's just roll. Right?
All righty.
All right, guys, if you missed anything from the show, catch up, podcast, WDJX.com. What a fun show it's been. All right.
Oh, fun way to end it.
Yep.
Go ahead and delete that thread, though.